Part 4, Section 23. A standing ovation for the Herald of Peace. What was it that Abdu'l-Bahá told the peoples of the West that enabled him to recreate so many of them and lay the foundation for an enduring kingdom? What was the call that Abdu'l-Bahá urged Lua and her fellow believers to raise in every land? Perhaps we shall understand their passionate devotion to him and their remarkable zeal if we examine, however briefly, the fundamental teachings which Abdu'l-Bahá stressed during those months in America. In God Passes By, there is a moving account of these matchless journeys. Shoghi Effendi, the guardian of the Baha'i faith and Abdu'l-Bahá's grandson, summarizes his potent message to the people residing in a materialistic West. While Abdu'l-Bahá was teaching the world, he was also deepening the knowledge of his own followers. It was in the course of these epoch-making journeys and before large and representative audiences, at times exceeding 1,000 people, that Abdu'l-Bahá expounded with brilliant simplicity, with persuasiveness and force, and for the first time in his ministry, those basic and distinguishing principles of his father's faith. These teachings, Shoghi Effendi declared, together with the laws and ordinances revealed in the Kitab-e-Aqdas, Baha'u'llah's most holy book, constitute the bedrock of God's latest revelation to mankind. The Guardian then listed the most outstanding of the teachings of Abdu'l-Bahá, which, after him, Lua and her fellow disciples were to proclaim in every state and province. The independent search after truth unfettered by superstition or tradition. The oneness of the entire human race, the pivotal principle and fundamental doctrine of the faith. The basic unity of all religions. The condemnation of all forms of prejudice, whether religious, racial, class or national. The harmony which must exist between religion and science. The equality of men and women, the two wings on which the bird of humankind is able to soar. The introduction of compulsory education. The adoption of a universal auxiliary language. The abolition of the extremes of wealth and poverty. The institution of a world tribunal for the adjudication of disputes between nations. The exaltation of work performed in the spirit of service to the rank of worship. The glorification of justice as the ruling principle in human society and of religion as the bulwark of the protection of all peoples and nations. And the establishment of a permanent and universal peace as the supreme goal of all mankind. These stand out as the essential elements of that divine polity which he proclaimed to leaders of public thought as well as to the masses at large in the course of these missionary journeys. Abdu'l-Bahá also dealt with the current problems facing society. He predicted the inevitable coming of the First World War. He later warned about the coming of the Second World War. He said they were inevitable because mankind had failed to accept and enforce Baha'u'llah's teachings. Baha'u'llah was the message of God for this day, the lawgiver and the guide. But the world had turned a deaf ear. It was now paying the price and the sufferings were only beginning. During those travels, Abdu'l-Bahá foretold the grave racial strife which would shatter the peace and well-being of America. There was only one remedy, he said. her people must immediately put into practice Pahola's teachings on the oneness and complete equality of all races. Blood would run in the streets of American cities if these healing principles were not used to prevent this tragedy. Abdu'l-Bahá foreshadowed the radical changes that would take place in Europe. He warned that if the statesmen did not unite to prevent it, the entire continent would be set ablaze. He anticipated the terrible persecution of the Jews on a European soil. Abdu'l-Bahá talked to presidents, prime ministers, cabinet members, mayors, governors, senators, congressmen, members of parliament, military leaders, religious leaders of all faiths. Every morning, one of Abdu'l-Bahá's followers has related, according to his custom, the master expounded the principles of the teachings of Bahá'u'lláh to those who gathered around him, the learned and the unlearned, eager and respectful. People of all nationalities, creeds and backgrounds came to talk with him. They came from East and West. They were theosophists, agnostics, atheists, materialists, spiritualists, Christian scientists, social reformers, militants, Hindus, Sufis, Muslims, Buddhists, Zoroastrians, Christians, Jews, church dignitaries, ambassadors, pashas, nobility and peasants. There was no end to it. Abdu'l-Bahá sat at breakfast with the Lord Mayor of London. He wrote in the Bible of the City Temple of London. "This book is the holy book of God," he wrote. He addressed an overflowing congregation at St. John's Westminster. The bishop's chair was placed in a position of honour for him. The prisoner, the exile, the despised, the one they had threatened to crucify on the gates of Acre, was being acclaimed on all sides. He spoke to presidents of universities, to Admiral Perry, Alexander Graham Bell, Theodore Roosevelt, Rabbi Stephen Wise, Hudson Maxim, the arms manufacturer, Andrew Carnegie, and to the destitute in the Bowery District of New York. On several occasions, Abdu'l-Bahá spoke before as many as three and four gatherings in one day, addressing 2,000 to 3,000 listeners who followed with keen eagerness his every word. One day, Abdu'l-Bahá entered a congregational church in Chicago. The rector of the church told the packed audience that he'd been making plans to go to Acre to meet Abdu'l-Bahá when news came that the master was en route to America. "Today," the rector said, "God has conferred a great blessing upon us. Abdu'l-Bahá is here with us." The rector then introduced him as a beloved herald of peace. When Abdu'l-Bahá came to the pulpit, the audience rose in unison, and something unique in the history of that Protestant church took place. Although they were inside the church, the audience was so caught up in the spirit of his presence that they greeted Abdu'l-Bahá with loud and prolonged cheers until the walls of the building reverberated. Such was his effect upon those who saw him.